Mishnah Dalet, Chasidim v'Anshi Maisa, very pious people and people of great deeds, Hoy Merakdin Ifnehem, would dance in front of the people, Ba'avukos Shel Ur Shabiyudehen, with torches of light in their hands, they would juggle, V'Omer Ifnehem Divei Shiz Shishbachos, they would say in front of all the people, words of song and praises. They would sing songs about how praiseworthy one who doesn't sin is, and even somebody who sinned but he did teshuvah and now he is in a good state. So they were praising very good people, and they would sing praises to Hashem. Now most of the people would be watching, only the greatest people, they would be the ones who were dancing in front of everybody. The Halevim and the Levim, whose job it was to play instruments and sing, so they would have bechinoyos, with harps of involim, there's another type of harp, a smaller harp, of mitzaltayim, cymbals of achatzetzros, trumpets, uvichli shirble mispar, and musical instruments without number. There was no limit, there were countless instruments there. They were standing on the 15 steps going down from the courtyard, the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to the outer courtyard, the Ezes Noshim. That's where the Levim would stand and play instruments. And the reason why there were 15 there was Keneged Chamish Oso Shia Malus Shabbat Tehillim. They correspond to the 15 chapters in Tehillim, which begin with the words Shir HaMalus, the song of the steps. That on those steps the Levim would stand with their instruments and sing Shira and sing song to Hashem. Now in general, on a regular day when the Levim would sing, they wouldn't do it on these steps. But specifically at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, in the midst of all of the rejoicing, they would sing and play instruments on those steps. And two Kohanim would stand at the upper gate. This is referring to Shar Nikanor. The reason why over here it's called the Upper Gate is because it was higher than the Ezras Noshim. The Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain, and the Ezras Yisrael was higher up than the Ezras Noshim. So Shar Nikanor was one of the main gates through which one would enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So at that point, the Kohanim would stand, two Kohanim would be standing over there. Ushtechat Tzotzos Bidei, and they would have two trumpets in their hands. And Korah HaGever, once the man who had the job of waking people up in the morning, and call upon the Kohanim and the Levim to start their service in the Beis HaMikdash. So he would call out, Tok'u. They would blow a tekiah, a long blast, v'heiriu. They would blow a teruah, lots of short blasts, v'toku, another tekiah. And they would do this at dawn, at the beginning of the day. And this was a sign that they should now go and fill up the water with the golden jug from the Shleach spring. Because it's already the morning. So they've got time now, they're allowed to bring the Korban Tomid. And together with the Korban Tomid was the service of the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach. And now the Kohanim would be walking downwards from the entrance to the Ezras Yisrael. They'd be walking downwards towards the Ezras Noshim. Higiu l'malo ha'asiris, when they reached the 10th step out of the 15 steps, Tok'u v'hiriu v'soku. Again they blew a tekiah, teruah tekiah. Higiu la'azara, once they reached the floor of the Ezras Noshim, Tok'u v'hiriu v'soku. They blew a tekiah, teruah and tekiah. And this time the last tekiah, Hayu toikin v'holchin. They would continue that blow of the tekiah. They would blow extra long blasts, Ad shemagin l'shar hayetz la'mizrach, until they reach the gate which goes out towards the east, away from the Beit HaMikdash, towards Har Abayis, and then further on to the Mei Shiloyach, to the water of the Shiloyach spring. And Higiu l'shar hayetz la'mizrach, once they reach the gate going out towards the east, Hofchu pneim la'marov, they turned their faces towards the east, towards the Beit HaMikdash itself. V'omru, and they declared, Aveisein shoyu b'mokom hazeh, our ancestors who were in this place during the era of the first Beit HaMikdash, many of them served Avodah Zarah, they served idolatry, and some of them served the sun. And there were people who would come to the Beit HaMikdash, and then they would turn their backs away from the Beit HaMikdash, Achareim el Heichal Hashem. Their backs were towards the Beit HaMikdash of Hashem, Ufneim Kedma, and their faces were towards the east, and they would bow down towards the east to the sun, as the Poskim Yechezkel says. So they were sort of disgracing and rejecting the Beit HaMikdash and bowing down and serving the sun. So the people over there, when they reach the eastern gate, they declare the Onu. But us, we do not serve Avodah Zarah, we only serve Hashem. L'ko'inenu, our eyes look up to Hashem. Rabbi Huda says a slightly different version. Hayushonin v'omrim, they would say a similar thing twice. They would say, Onu l'ka, we are to Hashem, meaning we bow down to Hashem, u l'ka einenu, and our eyes look up to Hashem. And the Baruch Nura explains that Rabbi Yehuda's point was that they would thank Hashem for what they have had in the past, and what Hashem has given them in the past. That is represented by saying that we bow down to Hashem. And they continue to say that their eyes are looking up to Hashem in hope for the future kindnesses of Hashem. So they have both those aspects, thanking Hashem for the past, and still hoping towards Hashem for the future.